Welcome back to another episode of Jackson and Gianna's Movie Adventure. Gianna, we're back for another episode after our little bit of a break.
Yeah, back on Zoom. No.
Back on Zoom. So sad. But we have a lot of things to cover. So let's hop right into it. No waste of our time. It's kind of a housekeeping type of episode as we kind of get closer and closer to summer and the summer releases. Over the past 2 weeks, we've had a lot of movie releases, at least news, not movie releases, but news about upcoming movie releases. And what's the first thing that we wanted to talk about, Gianna? What's the film that is top three on your most excited?
Barbie. I am so excited for the Barbie movie. Let me tell you, I can't wait. I love Greta Gerwig. The cast is absolutely stacked with a bunch of little surprises in there. It's going to be great. Going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm actually fairly excited for this movie. I'm not going to go into it with like, this is going to be the greatest movie I've ever seen. No. But I am excited to see kind of how the whole cast looks, because obviously this past week we got the kind of poster drop for all of the characters, or at least big characters that should have a decent role in the film, got released. And they all are kind of, all the males are Kens, and then all the females are kind of Barbies, with a few exceptions on both sides. And I thought this was one, super duper clever and super duper interesting. Like, it had me going and seeing like, oh, what does each little poster say about each character?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel the same?
Oh, yeah. I was eating those up. But did you see the trailer?
I think I did. I vaguely saw it, I think.
Okay, because you mentioned the posters first, and I was like, but that's fair. Yeah, both were fantastic. I thought the posters were super clever, and a really good marketing move, because people have been eating them up. I loved seeing like all the official ones from like the humans, the Barbies and the Kens, but also like the recreations, like the memes of where it's like other characters. Yep. Like, I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head.
Well, you just sent me one in the Instagram DMs of the coach from High School Musical, Bart Johnson, doing one. It's like, this Ken is a basketball coach. This Ken is wondering why those two are in the tree.
Yeah, that was my favorite one.
What the heck are those two doing in the tree? You know? So I really like the whole format of the memes, because they're funny, right? They're like, it's a lighthearted movie and they're lighthearted memes. So I got behind that. And it was really interesting to see kind of other films and just other like media outlets kind of copy and do that for their characters. Like, we, you know, here on the show, I'm a big You guy, right? So I keep seeing You about Joe, but I keep seeing stuff about maybe like Avengers and Marvel or other characters of like popular movies.
I have these pulled up in my little text with some of my friends, but I think my favorite one, and I'll put these all in here while we talk about it, but this Barbie is utterly insane, with a picture of none other than Patrick Bateman. Rob Pat as the Batman. This Barbie is vengeance. And then another good one, I recently watched all the Hunger Games movies, and we've talked about this before, not on the show, but it's got a picture of Gale in the last movie saying this Ken is bombing children. There are a lot of funny ones out there. Those are kind of like morbid ones now that I think about it, but it's just a great way to intro the cast. And I'm like looking at my text now. This is all when like the trailer came out and everything. But back to the surprises in the cast. Dua Lipa, John Cena's in the cast. He didn't get a poster, but
that's so funny.
If you look closely, you can see his name. And the biggest one for me was Michael Cera. Oh my gosh, when he came on that screen, I lost my mind. I'm so excited.
I was shocked. I was like, he's in this movie? Like, of course, like, you get
he
all
looks
this
so
ginormous
goofy
cast.
Look at him. He's so funny.
He's Alan, though. He's an Alan. He's not a Ken.
He is Alan, yes. Alan was made, I forget what year it was, to be Ken's friend. And he's like, to fit in all of Ken's clothes and everything. But yeah, along with Alan and Midge, was a discontinued Barbie way back when, because she was pregnant. And there's like, it's like actual Barbie details, which I think is really interesting. And along with those Easter eggs, I had been a Barbie fan my whole life, like not necessarily the dolls, but of like the movies, like the original movies, like Barbie and the Princess Popper, what was it, Fairytopia, the mermaid ones. So good. But there's like some Easter eggs pointing back to some of those, like Dua Lipa's character, of the mermaid. I saw TikTok about this, but I don't remember exactly what it was, but I'm curious to see if it will relate back to the original movies from early 2000s. So, yeah. Enough of
Yeah,
the Barbie
I never.
lore for me.
Yeah, maybe we should just do a whole episode on Barbie. Jeez Louise, Barbie lore for
Yeah, I'll
Gianna.
fill
But
you
no, I
in.
when looking at that poster thing, I saw Dua Lipa and I was like, "What?" And this is when I was just like one of those fan-made posters. You're like, "Oh, this is my dream cast." And it kind of felt like that. And Gianna tweeted on our Twitter page, kind of how it was like a Sex Education, the Netflix original,
Yeah.
like cast reunion. And I was like, "Holy crap, you're right."
I think I knew Emma Mackey was supposed to be in it, and then I saw Eric from Sex Education was supposed to be in it. But then I saw, oh, what's his name? The other
Yeah,
one.
what's that character's name?
Oh,
Oh, I'll look it
I
up.
can see it in my mind. Give us a moment here.
Adam.
Adam. Oh my gosh. Yes. And then I saw Adam and I was like, oh my gosh, there he is. But speaking of Adam and that actor, I forget all their names, but and that character's poster, I saw a TikTok of someone rating all the posters on like how good these Barbies were, and he was like dead last. Like, yeah, he's a human in the movie, but they're like, this poster is so boring. I was like, damn,
Oh, he's
that's
a
so down.
human? Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh wait, because
So
they travel to the human world.
yeah, so there's like America Ferrera, who's a human, and then Will Ferrell's a human. He's like the head of like Barbie, but I'm thinking of other cast members. Kate McKinnon. I cannot stand Kate McKinnon, but I think her concept of her character is kind of goofy. How she's like the scribbled on like haircut Barbie, you know, that every kid is like tossed around in their life. Like I used to know a little girl growing up who would like rip the heads off of her Barbies like when there was drama. So I think that's funny and a good accurate detail to include in there. Just I think it'll just be really interesting to see how it all plays out.
I'm actually very interested to see how this movie performs. I think it's going to perform well, but it's
Oh
going to be
yeah.
interesting to see how critics think of this film. Hopefully, it takes itself as that lighthearted approach, which I think it definitely will. But we've definitely seen films in the past couple of months not take themselves as people have wanted them. Cocaine Bear. But anyways, the Barbie movie is not the only thing, coming to theaters soon. Kind of the biggest animated movie of the summer is definitely Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. The second trailer just dropped the past week. I have not seen it because I've decided for myself in this movie that I am not seeing any more trailers, any more teases, any more first looks, second looks, last look. I'm not doing that because I want to go in this movie absolutely blind. I know the plot, kind of. So I'm super excited to see it. Gianna, what did you think of this kind of promotion for this movie?
Well, first of all, I think what you just said is a total Gianna move. I would do that. And honestly, I'm kind of in the same boat. I didn't take too hard of a look into it, but I did watch it because I am excited for this movie. I'm kind of like my anti like superhero whatever like era, but I do love Spider-Man and I love the stories and this first movie was incredible. So I'm super excited to see what comes next. I'm a little nervous because I hope it doesn't fall short because the first one was so good. I think that's something that happens a lot with these big, powerful movies and like forces of a film that come out with sequels, and people are like, oh, it's not the best because it's not as good as the first. But I think for myself, I mean, I don't think I'll have a problem with this. I'll enjoy whatever comes on the screen. But for a lot of people, you just need to separate it and just take it for what it is and not compare it to the first and too much. But I will say, I'm super excited. I've like heard a little bit of like chattering about like maybe some theories about what earth this is really on and some name drops, and I'm crossing my fingers, but that's a little high school Spider-Man fan in me. But I mean, I can't wait. Like the animation's great. I think the cast is stellar. I can't wait to see what happens next with Miles' story and the characters because it looks like it gets a little intense there. There's this one scene
Yeah.
where oh my gosh, I don't even
Oscar Isaac
where
Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, okay, first of all, let me backtrack actually, because this is something I do
Yeah, she's on a
actually
rant. She's on a
that
roll.
I know, sorry. You gave me the floor, so I'll take it. But he's scary looking. Like if I had that guy chasing me on all fours, I would be scared. But Oscar Isaac is a great actor, so I'm excited for that too. But I did lose my train of thought on my original thought, so Jackson, I'll pass the mic back to you.
Yes. I'm not necessarily super, I mean, that's not true. Let me backtrack. I am excited for this film and all it brings, but I'm most excited for just the animation style because it's
Oh,
so
yeah.
unique. Like we kind of saw kind of like that in Puss in Boots. Not obviously the
No, but
super
you're right.
comic
That's what
booky,
I was
but same
thinking. Yeah.
animation
It's the
style. And
same.
I'm a pro The Last Wisher, you know what I mean? So just to get that sort of animation style back. And especially ex super excited for the soundtrack. Like, obviously, the first movie was super good. Now, is obviously this one going to be as good? Who knows? I'm not necessarily going to be like, as long as I can put it on and be like, this is a bop. You know, like
Yeah.
Sunflower was a bop when it came out. That
Yeah.
song is played everywhere, but it was still good. So that's what I'm kind of hoping for is like, give me like a couple, and give me some of those like moments in the movie where the soundtrack is like, holy. Because you got that in the first one with like Miles falling off, like truly becoming. Like what, like the Spider-Man they're supposed to be, and that soundtrack really backed him up. So I'm looking forward to that. If you had my wish list, animation, soundtrack, and then kind of the other Spider-Man, like other cameos, if we're gonna get that, and then the kind of the story, because I think
Yeah.
the story shouldn't necessarily take a back seat because if it's a sequel, it kind of should take the front seat because you already have that
Oh,
animation
yeah.
style. But that's not necessarily what I'm looking for, just because the Spider-Man formula is very the like obvious, like always kind of the same. Except this one's obviously different. Spider-Verse, you're seeing him expand way more, see a lot more Spider-Men, as I should say. So I'm actually really interested to see how he kind of, I guess, connects with or bonds with the other Spider-Man that he is yet to. Obviously, we know Oscar Isaac's kind of going to be the villain. That's the vibe we're getting. So I'm interested to see how Miles builds those relationships and how kind of his prior relationships have any influence on the story. Because I feel like that's the most important part of the sequel is not necessarily drop characters, kind of build off them. So that's
Yeah.
what I'm super excited for in Spider-Man.
I'd have to agree with that bucket list. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. My one hope too is that they stay consistent with this like multiverse theory. I think different stories, different sequels, whatever, do it differently. As long as this one is consistent with, the rules and grounds established in the first one. That's my
Bingo.
one thing.
Bingo.
Because nothing is worse than a multiverse movie that doesn't make any sense because there have been a lot of them recently,
It's
in
true.
my opinion.
That
In
is
my
true.
opinion.
That is true.
So.
And one final thing. If Andrew Garfield somehow makes an appearance in this movie, it's an easy five. Anyways, moving on to kind of moving away back into live action. Disney, obviously, it's always going to be making a scene when it comes summertime. But, you know, their past track record of their live action remakes. Of their prior work in the 90s. Right? Yeah, sure. I'm right on that.
Whatever,
Anyways,
early
I'm
work.
just trying to make a smooth transition to our next point in which the Little Mermaid trailer dropped, and yet I've yet to watch it. And I don't think this is necessarily a hot take, but I will not be seeing this movie in theaters. I have yet to see Mulan. I know Mulan was terrible. So I'm not like super into this movie. I didn't really watch Little Mermaid growing up. I was big on Lion King, and that was a major disappointment. So I will say, and obviously this is getting off the Little Mermaid discussion, but Aladdin's remake was really
Oh,
good.
I
Really
haven't
good.
seen it, but I won't argue that
So it'll
one.
be interesting to see how this film obviously is going to do well. It's a Disney film. You know, parents are going to take their kids. It's going to do well at the box office. It might not do as well as the prior ones. Who knows? You know, controversy and all that. I don't think it's that big of a deal. So I'm interested to see if it's like maybe a film that I lean towards more than the original. Gianna, did you watch Little Mermaid growing up at all? Like, do you remember this? Like, are you excited for this film at all?
Yes, I did watch it, and no, I'm not excited for it. I think the steps they're taking and like casting and like a progressive like casting is good. Like, it's nice to see that representation, but like, I just don't want it. I don't want it. I'm so anti-Disney and all these little remakes are just so, they just pick the worst one. Like, out of all the movies, you pick the one that's completely underwater. Like Disney just put out this fantastic, I mean, I haven't seen it and I won't ever see it. So I don't know if it's really fantastic, but the super technologically advanced, incredible 5 hour long movie all underwater with real actors in real water. But then they're gonna go back and they're gonna make a live action movie with like floating people again, like in the air on wires. Like it can't be good. And that's like one perspective, but like the other little details too, like you haven't seen the trailer and they just released the final one, I think. What, today's Monday when we're filming this, so yesterday, Sunday, I'm pretty sure. I don't know, I haven't been paying attention because I'm not gonna see it. But like the other characters, like Flounder and Sebastian, Flounder's the fish, obviously, and Sebastian's the crab. Like, I don't know, it's kind of terrifying, honestly. It
How
does
they
not
look.
look good. Yeah.
Really interesting. I'll have to, maybe I'll do a live reaction on our other social media pages for this film,
Maybe
because
because,
maybe people
I
will be
mean,
interested in my opinion, even though even though I'm not the Disney princess lover, which
yeah,
is kind of a
I
weird
do.
sentence to say out of context, but
No,
anyways,
it makes sense.
speaking
I
of
do
Disney
think,
though,
oh.
you can click in the corner if you're watching this on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. We just did a Disney versus DreamWorks debate. That's a nice little plug there. So make sure to go watch that. You don't know who has Disney, who has DreamWorks, who had which side. You'll never know. Go click that video because it'll make more context in terms of how we discuss Disney moving forward. Do you have any final words on Little Mermaid? Sorry, I cut you off
Yeah,
there.
no, it's okay. I was just gonna say, I do think it'll be very interesting though to see how it does perform in terms of controversy. Like not only it being made into a live action movie, but also casting, because I did see a TikTok last night that's like, okay, I think if Disney were to lean into the different races when casting, like they should go all in and not just for the winning character. I think someone was like, oh, I'm trying to remember what his TikTok said, but they brought up Melissa McCarthy being played casted to play
Ursula.
Ursula, who's a bigger character, like leaning into that stereotype that, you know, bigger actors and bigger characters are evil and something like that. And I just thought it was interesting because they
I
kept
think.
everything else the same except Ariel. And I was like, you know what? I honestly couldn't care less because it's not hurting me. Like I said, I think it's awesome that they're doing it, but like
So people try to find a problem where there's not one, right? Like the Ariel thing. That really should not be a problem.
No.
I can understand why people are some fed up, but it's honestly not that big of a deal. And the whole Ursula thing is just like Melissa McCarthy took the role. So you can't,
Yeah.
if you're going to blame anyone, blame her, but then she doesn't deserve any of the blame. So people are just looking for a problem where there's not one, and that's just kind of annoying. But anyways, continuing with the, I guess, pattern that we're doing for this episode in terms of live action, animated, live action. Speaking of animated, we got two new Netflix series in the early stages of production, or at least in the discussion room, in the writer's room. The first one, kind of me and or Gianna and I have more of a preference for, and that is the Scott Pilgrim TV animated series with the whole cast returning. I'll let you take the floor because this is your area of expertise.
I'm so excited. I, like I've mentioned before in this episode, love Michael Cera, but Scott Pilgrim has had a huge place in my heart for like a couple of years now. I think the movie's fantastic. Everyone, the whole cast is great, including Brie Larson. I've had my differences with her before, but I take it back. I'm on the Brie Larson train now. Except for Captain Marvel, that movie still sucked. But Jackson's like
I'm in utter
shocked to see
disbelief right
this.
now.
I know, I know, I
I thought she
know.
was going to be on your
Whatever.
hated list forever.
No. I took her off a bit ago. But anyways, Edgar Wright, fantastic. So when I saw this news, I was like, let's go, because you know, the animation style, they've done an episode or like a bit before on Adult Swim, like late night Cartoon Network, whatever, a couple years ago. And this has been like in secrecy for like a year now. And I just think it's gonna be great. And especially that they got the whole original cast, like from Chris Evans to like Aubrey Plaza, like, oh, I'm just so excited.
It's
So.
definitely a nice little reunion, and this is kind of a better version of a reboot. If they were, I would definitely. Now here's the question: as I'm going on my little tangent, would you prefer this or a sequel?
This, because it's not like it's labeled as a reboot, but like,
Mm-hmm.
It's not. I think it's an adaptation more than a reboot because if you
Okay.
think about it, the movie is an adaptation. There's like
That's
video
true.
games and like that all comes back to the original comic book. So if anything, yeah, it's like an adaptation from the movie, but like they're all like it just is like a chain. So I think if they were to do a sequel, I would be a little upset because we're in that world where it's like people can't make original content right now and it's just sequel after sequel after sequel. But this is like right where it needs to be.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But the one thing I'm kind of scared about now is if it's an adaptation of the movie. So is it just the same story? We'll have to, I
I
guess we'll have to see as more things get developed. If that happens, that's not the worst case. I think it'd still be interesting, especially how they animate it is the most important part. Because you know the voice acting will be there. You know, we saw Michael Cera, Paws of Fury. We know he can voice act. But going. So it'll be interesting to see how the animation looks and what kind of style they're going to. But this is not the only animation project that they're working on, which could be a little scary just because they're, you know, Netflix has always has their feet in other categories and other projects. And the other one I'm talking about is the Stranger Things spinoff that I just saw announced on Twitter today in
Like
early
36
stages
minutes
of,
ago.
yeah, I literally saw it right before we recorded. I was like, let's talk about this. It's a spinoff, so it's technically original, which I appreciate. So I'm looking forward to it a little bit. I like Stranger Things. Not the biggest fan. I'll watch it when it comes out. I don't think I've ever rewatched the show. And maybe before like the new season comes out, I'll rewatch a couple episodes. But I'm not necessarily hugely on Stranger Things. I think me and Gianna are on the same side of that discussion. We'll be a part of kind of the whole event that it is. Like Stranger Things came out, we got to watch. But we're not being like, we're not gonna wait and be like, let's have another Stranger Things episode where we theorize what happens to Steve or whatever. No, we're not going to do that because we're not that too into the show. So this animated one, if it's shorter episodes, kind of more, I want to say kid friendly, but more lighthearted, I think it'd be an easier watch because, you know, Stranger Things is definitely has that lighthearted moments, but it definitely has way, way darker times in the show. So hopefully, obviously, it has to deal with the upside down and those dark tones, but I'm looking forward to kind of a sit back, relax kind of vibe with this show. Do you got any words? Any thoughts?
I mean, I think you're it's like I think if you're here, I'm like here on
Yeah.
that like Stranger Things
A little
list.
bit
Like,
lower.
yeah, I'm not like itching to watch it only because of FOMO. Like, that's why I watched it. Like, Jackson and I watched the last season when they came out, and Jackson and I would be on the couch, and Jackson's like, let's watch another episode. I'm like, I can't do this right now.
Yeah.
And we get into a little bit of a tiff about that, if you remember. But anyways, I'm interested to see how it will be animated because you have this like unique setting, like the upside down and all these creatures, which I think will be cool to see how it translates over and like what that story might be. I don't know. If people really start talking about it for the sake of FOMO, maybe I'll watch it, but it's not up there on my watch list.
It I would watch it. Depending on the runtime. Like if it's a what
'Cause
10
some of those
episode
episodes were
season, but like an hour
long.
long, it's gonna be harder for me to watch
Yeah.
rather than 30
And it's
minutes, six
animated too.
episodes.
It's kind of like
Again,
that's a
it
lot.
every animated thing, and this is so easy and so obvious, it depends on the animation style if it's worth watching. So it's really interesting to see how that plays out. But as we conclude today's episode, our final thing of discussion is kind of not the biggest news, but Star Wars has just had its 40th anniversary on Return of the Jedi. Gianna and I, we're not super big Star Wars fans. Yeah, no. But the reason we
No.
bring this up is because it's being re-released in the theaters. And I kind of want to start this discussion on re-release, movies being re-released in theaters. I think I'll start first. I think this is good for special occurrences like this, like a 40th anniversary. Or 20th, or even just like a 5 year anniversary of something like major. Like if Endgame were to be released again, I'd be like, maybe. But I'm not like Avenger, like Endgame being released, re-released 3 months after it was already out of theaters. I don't know if I love that scenario.
I did go see it
So
re-released. I
did
was
I go
about to
see it
say, yeah, that's
re-released?
kind of
I think I
stupid,
may
but
have
I
gone
was
see it
there opening
re-released.
night.
But like I'm not necessarily like huge. I'm not going to be like rooting for like, oh, please let this get re-released 3 months after. No, like you had your time to go see it. And
Oh,
three
yeah.
months of a
That's
runtime
on
of a movie
you.
in theaters, plenty
They
of
just want more
time.
money.
Yeah, that's pretty much why they did it.
Yeah.
But you can't blame them. That film was amazing, not gonna lie.
Yeah, it was good.
But no, like for Return of the Jedi, 40 years after it wasn't released in theaters, I would kill to see this one again in theaters. Like, I'm obviously not a big Star Wars fan, but just to see
Again in
this.
theaters. Were you alive to see it the
I
first
was not
time?
alive in whatever year this came out. But like, I would love to see a Star Wars film,
Yeah.
because Star Wars is a great theater experience. That's the main claim I have to those movies. I think most of them are subpar, but we won't get into that. We won't get into our Star Wars dilemma. But that's
Yeah,
why I
I
really
know.
like this idea for Star Wars. Really glad they're celebrating Return of the Jedi. That was a good film. I had my fun with it, so I'd really be interested to see that. See that in theaters. Why do I keep saying again? I would love to see that in theaters. Just that whole cinematic experience. Because seeing a movie in theaters is the best situation for some movies.
Yeah, they're made to be seen in theaters, a lot of
Yes,
these.
like this one is
So,
made to be in movies. Most of Marvel stuff's made to be in movies. We just
in
saw
theaters.
Champions. That's not necessarily one you have to see in theaters. That's more of a
Yeah.
stream it. I'm really like the idea of re-releasing past films. Like, obviously during COVID, as we wrap up in our final couple minutes here, during COVID they re or had allowed you to rent out theaters and pick what movies you wanted to play. And I was like, well, that's super cool. Did I ever do that? No. But just because if there was like a if we ever do a top 10 films like ever of our lists, it would be really interesting to see like my favorite film be released, re-released in theaters. Like if Benchwarmers, if you ever seen that Benchwarmers, look it up. It's on Netflix. Funniest movie ever. If that gets re-released in theaters, it'd be so fun to get a group of friends and just go and watch that movie in theaters. That'd be super cool. So that's my thoughts on the theaters. Gianna, any final word?
Yeah, I'm hoping to see it. Return of the Jedi, I think, is my favorite. I was anti-Star Wars for the longest time, like when I was younger, and then we sat down one winter break when the first one in the new like three came out. We sat down and we watched them all to go see that one in theaters, and it was great. Like the original three, the 4, 5, and 6 are fantastic. I'm biased. I like number three because Hayden Christensen is super, but quite literally. Sorry, but yeah, I'm hoping to see it. It's super great. It would be super cool to see those in theater, kind of like you said. Yeah, the whole Star Wars celebration is going on right now, so if you're a big Star Wars fan, we can't speak on that, but go check it out on like Twitter and Google, wherever you get your news from, because there's a lot of good stuff being announced, it looks like. So yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of projects. They get the Ahsoka show. Mandalorian just came out with its third season. There's some new films. I know Rey is coming back and like a spinoff
You're
show. Like,
lying.
I'm not. You can go look
No.
it up. We won't get into that because Gianna will just go on a whole tangent. But to wrap up today's episode, we discussed the new Barbie movie and all of that promotion and how much we love it. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, that was really interesting. Kind of drop and really where that's for me. That's my most excited film. What's your most excited film, you think? That we've covered in today's episode.
Oh, in today's episode, I was gonna
Yeah.
say Barbie or Oppenheimer, but we didn't talk about Oppenheimer. But here's a question for you as we wrap up. Barbie and Oppenheimer come out at the same time. Which one are you seeing first?
Oh, really? I thought
Yeah.
Oppenheimer came out before.
No.
I'll probably see Barbie first.
Good
I'll probably see,
answer.
because
Good
I'm not
answer.
because I'm not too dead set on Oppenheimer. I think that'll be a great film, but is that a theater experience?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you
You think
kidding?
so?
Christopher Nolan drops the atomic
That's true.
bomb. Seen
That's true. I forgot it was
theaters.
Christopher Nolan. I forgot.
Yeah.
So yeah, we covered Barbie, Spider-Man, Little Mermaid, Scott Pilgrim's new animated TV series, Stranger Things spinoff in the works, and a little bit of Star Wars. So let us know which one you are most excited for in the comments below, or tweet us at Twitter at Jack and Gianna. We're super excited for the summer. Can't wait. This was a little bit of a housekeeping episode. You can find our socials on Jack and Gianna on our Twitter page. You go there, you'll find the rest. Pretty self-explanatory. Anyways, we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.